smash the Palestinian Authority, force out leader Yasser Arafat, and kill or detain its army. Bloodshed justification. The bloodshed justification was an essential component of the military intelligence agenda. The killing of Palestinian civilians was justified on humanitarian grounds. Israeli military operations were carefully timed to coincide with the suicide attacks. Again, remember, Israel founded Hamas as a counterbalance against the PLO. The assault would be launched at the government's discretion after a big suicide bomb attack in Israel, causing widespread deaths and injuries, citing the bloodshed as justification. That's Tanya Reinhart, Evil Unleashed, Israel moved to deploy and destroy the Palestinian Authority in a calculated plan. Also Global Research. The Dagon Plan, Operation Justified Vengeance, was also referred to as the Dagon Plan, named after General, now retired, Meir Dagon, who currently heads the Mossad Israeli intelligence agency. Reserve General Myron Dagon was Sharon's national security advisor during the 2000 election campaign. The plan was apparently drawn up prior to Sharon's election as prime minister in February 2001, according to Alex Fishman, writing for Yedioth. The Dagon plan consisted in destroying the Palestinian Authority and putting Yasser Arafat out of the game. Operation Justified Vengeance, a secret plan to destroy the Palestinian Authority. As reported in Foreign Report, Jane, as disclosed locally by Israel's invasion plan in local papers, reportedly dubbed Justified Vengeance, would be launched immediately following the next high-casualty suicide bombing, would last about a month, and is expected to result in the death of hundreds of Israelis and thousands of Palestinians. The Dagon plan envisioned the so-called cantonization of the Palestinian territories, whereby the West Bank and Gaza would be totally cut off from one another, with separate governments in each of the territories. Under the scenario already envisioned in 2001, Israel would negotiate separately with Palestinian forces that are dominant in each territory, Palestinian forces responsible for security, intelligence, and even from the Fatah. This plan was closely resembled the idea of the cantonization of Palestinian territories put forth by a number of ministers. That's from Le Monde, the big French publication. December 17, 2001. The Dagon plan was established continuity in the military intelligence agenda in the wake of the 2000 elections. Mayor Dagon was assigned a key role. He became Sharon's go-between to the security issues of the President Bush's special envoys, Zini and Mitchell. He was subsequently appointed director of the Mossad by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in 2002. In the post-Sharon period, he remained head of Mossad. He was reconfirmed in his position as director of Israeli intelligence by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in June of 2008. Mayor Dagon, in coordination with the U.S. counterparts, has been in charge of various military intelligence operations. It is worth noting that Mayor Dagon is a young colonel, had worked closely with the Defense Minister Ariel Sharon in the raids on Palestinian settlements in Beirut in 82. In 2009, ground offensive in Gaza, in the many regards, bear an uncanny resemblance to the 1982 military operation led by Sharon and Dagon. Continuity from Sharon to Olmert. Then it goes through how it's all continuity. And the basic plan. One, the assassination in November of Yasser Arafat. This assassination had been on the drawing board since 96 under Operation Fields of Thorns, according to the October 2000 document prepared by the Security Service at the request of the then Prime Minister Ehud Barak, stated that Arafat, the person to serve the threat to the Prime Minister, the security of the State of Israel, and the damage which will result from his disappearance is less than the damage caused by his existence. And it continues here. Part 2, removal under the orders of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon 2005 of all Jewish settlements in Gaza. A Jewish population over 7,000 was relocated. This is from CBC, March 2004. It is my intention, Sharon, to carry out a evacuation, or relocation of settlements that cause us problems and of places that we will not hold on to anyway in a final settlement, like the Gaza settlements. I am working on the assumption that in the future there will be no Jews in Gaza, Sharon told CNBC. The issue of the settlements in Gaza was presented as part of Washington's roadmap to peace, celebrated by the Palestinians as a victory. This measure was not directed against the Jewish settlers. Quite the opposite. It was part of an overall covert operation which consisted in transforming Gaza into a concentration camp. As long as Jewish settlers were living inside Gaza, the objective of sustaining a large barricade prison territory could not be achieved. The implementation of Operation Cast Lead required no Jews in Gaza. That's from CBC. Number three, the building of the infamous apartheid wall was decided upon at the beginning of the Sharon government. Four, the next phase of the Hamas election victory in January 2006, without Arafat, the military, Israeli military intelligence architects knew that Fatah, under Mahmoud Abbas, would lose the elections. This was part of a scenario which had been envisioned and analyzed well in advance. With Hamas in charge of the Palestinian Authority, this is key, using the pretext that Hamas is a terrorist organization, Israel would carry out the process of cantonization as formulated under the Dagon Plan. Fatah, under Mahmoud Abbas, would remain formally in charge of the West Bank. The duly elected Hamas government would be confined to the Gaza Strip. Ground attack. On January 3rd, the Israeli tanks and infantry entered Gaza in an all-out ground offensive. The ground operation was preceded by several hours of heavy artillery fire after dark, igniting targets in flames and burst into the night sky. Machine gun fire rattled. Bright tracer rounds flashed in the darkness, and the clash of hundreds of shells set up streaks of fire. AP. Israeli sources have pointed to a lengthy, drawn-out military operation. It won't be easy, and it won't be short, said Defense Minister Ehud Barak in a TV address. Israel is not seeking to oblige Hamas to cooperate. What we are dealing with is the implementation of the Dagon Plan, a plan formulated in 2001, which called for an invasion of Palestinian-controlled territory by some 30,000 Israeli soldiers with a clearly defined mission of destroying the infrastructure of the Palestinian leadership and collecting weaponry currently possessed by the various Palestinian forces and expelling or killing its military leadership. The broader question is whether Israel, in consolidation with Washington, is intent upon triggering a wider war. Mass expulsion could occur in some later stage of the ground invasion, with the Israelis to open up the Gaza borders to allow the exodus of population. Expulsion was referred to by Ariel Sharon as the 1948-style solution. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Okay, we are back live here. I'm going to take some of the calls that are patiently holding. Coming up in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, then Dr. Blaylock will be joining us. We're going to try something new tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go live at noon central with our regular guest, Mike Rivero, and he's going to be live on a video cam feed with us on the show. We're going to have a lot of our guests who do have video cams with us here on the show in the future, adding more and more. We're going to add a document cam in here. I'm also going to add a little tablet where I can write on documents and things on screen, kind of like Joe Madden with football, but with I can put up the Gaza Strip map and go over it, things of that nature. So that's all coming up here as we integrate the radio show with the PrisonPlanet.tv audience as we develop the show for putting it on.